Fellow Freedom fans, David Allen Carmichael back here again. Just before the break, I was talking about the idea, Mr. Brown, the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, says that they're going to sell 16 billion pounds of stuff. That's 28 billion U.S. dollars equivalent today. And they're going to sell things like trains. And they've got a whole bunch of students that have loans to pay. They're going to sell that list so that people can take over those debts. And a few other things, some railroad lines, things like that. Mr. Cameron, who's a guy who's, I guess, the opposition to Mr. Brown, he says, obviously, we do need to do this, but we must make sure, as every family knows, every rational human being, if you sell something, it can help in the short term, but it does not help you live within your spending in the long term. That's true when you run out of money. See, that's the thing is, you know what? They don't have the ability to run out of money, do they? They just kind of make a decision to spend more. They have to go from decision to decision. They don't actually go from dollar to dollar or pound to pound. They go from parliament meeting to parliament meeting. I guess that's what Congress does too. Instead of saying, well, we only have so much money, we can't spend any more. All they do is they say, well, we only authorized going into debt by this much in our last meeting, so we must have another meeting. We have still got to get to grips with public spending, get to grips with the deficit. We must make sure we get food value. I did take some vitamin B just 5 minutes ago because I'm losing my mind. We must make sure we get good value for money. Now, yes. So if you just keep coming up with a decision that you're going to spend more and then spend more, the thing that it's really just incredibly, insanely troubling is every time they have a meeting, they say, oh, we're going to have a balanced budget in 10 years. Let's say in the 1990s, they get a bunch of guys together out of one party and say, oh, we're going to make sure that we get government spending under control. And of course they don't. But when they come up and say it again next time, do they go back and review? Oh, by the way, we had a meeting 10 years ago where we said the same thing. And guess what? We're still saying the same thing and doing the same thing. And those two things happen to be opposite of each other. So I think the reason why you wait, you do spending till you get to the next meeting, it's like the sky is falling again. And we forget that this decision to continue to spend happened before. And it led to the current catastrophe. In a twin-prong attack on Britain's recession, the Bank of England has slashed interest rates, now this is weird, to a record low of 0.5% and launched a radical quantitative easing program to boost lending. We are in a weird state right now. When you've got 0.5% as an interest rate, something is really, really weird. Maybe they're getting biblical. Maybe they're not giving any usury or exercising any usury to any of their brethren. Maybe that's what's going on. But something's wrong, folks. And there's so much money going out. And right now, they want to loan money out to get get spending going so they can tax, so that the government can have supposed money to use to spend, but nobody's doing it. Nobody's even borrowing money at 0.5%. So then, of course, there's no funny money out there for people to spend. It's, you know, it's like maybe everybody except for the banks and the governments are actually exercising some fiscal responsibility. Maybe that's what's going on. Maybe it is a kind of a grassroots revolution of fiscal responsibility people that's going right. It's just a face-to-face frontline war with those who are trying to say, well, let's just take money we don't have. Let's make like we have it. Let's just borrow it from whoever these banks are because nobody else is doing it. And we're going to do stimulus packages. We're going to, I guess, take over, make for medical martial law or something like that. I don't know. But let's just spend that which we don't have. And I don't know. When, again, I went to the post office today and turned in my survey that was given me. My local post office has been recommended to shut down. It's because the post office isn't making enough money to run itself. So they're trying to turn it off. I noticed that they're not giving a stimulus package to the post office. Post office is mentioned, and postal services and that function of postal functions is mentioned in the U.S. Constitution as a function of the United States government. So when they don't have enough money for that, they just turn it off. And they're not borrowing any money, hoping there will be some stimulus. Well, let's just think. You could pay a postal worker, and it would go into the economy. You can pay for the lights in the building, and it'll go toward the economy. I think they're leasing. They may own the property they have. And they, I don't know if they pay property tax on it or not, because it's not really federal. It's not set aside by the state legislature. I think it might be. It's not really federal property. So I wonder, maybe the city's getting property tax on it. Maybe they can. They just don't know it. I don't know. But here it is. We're giving away, you know, taking over the world with the socialist state as if the government has money to spend. And those things that are, and there are those things that aren't designated in the Constitution for government to be doing. But those things that are designated, they're just kind of letting languish there. So it's becoming more and more inconvenient for me to do the things I need to do with the Postal Service. So let's continue on to some other things. As I said, and our number here is 888-850-1872. When I start out the show, I mentioned that there was some things coming up in the legislature. So we're going to look at some of the legislation that's coming, so you'll know about it before it gets here. I think it's better to let you guys know what's happening before it. You don't want to be the last one to know about it. You don't want to find out about it before it's too late. Hey, caller, thank you for calling the Eagle 104.3 FM, the Freedom 104.3 FM. What's your question or comment?
Well, that's some good points. If you got me thinking today. I don't know if you know this, but in Florida, disabled veterans, 100% disabled veterans, have no property tax obligation. Zero. They pay no property taxes. And I'm not saying they should or shouldn't, but it's interesting what the system does. I don't know about other systems, but our system here in America, to ensure that the producers in America stay enslaved, whereby it's nearly impossible to create a revolution, in a sense of regaining the Constitution. And it appears they do it by granting 100% relief to individuals, thereby granting titles of nobility, which is unconstitutional. Article 1, Section 10, no state shall grant any title of nobility. Like, let's say, czars, that's a title of nobility. And by paying individuals that enforce their illegal, unconstitutional laws well, and the bureaucracy. So, you know, it's a system whereby over 50% of America receives something for nothing, is on the take, or doesn't have to pay to keep the other half of America enslaved.
Well, and there's...
How do you fight that?
Well, I agree with some of the part you said, but you brought up an interesting point about veterans, and there's like a Homestead Act for people who are older, and so that they don't have to pay property tax. Now, what gets me is, let's just say it's a property for your residence, for your survival, a roof over your head. Why should anybody pay any kind of tax? Because if you don't take the tax, they condemn your property and take it from you. They steal it. So,
I'm not in disagreement with you. There is no such thing as, there's five types of property in America. One is private property, and it doesn't exist.
No, I haven't seen it.
They own private property. They would have to show me where they own no tax on it. Maybe private property does exist. Let me say that. Let me rephrase that. With the individuals that pay no property tax. But I agree with you. I don't think anyone should have to pay a tax to live on their home, in their home, or on their property. I agree.
And then the question of if it's producing land, you know, it's land being used in commerce or something like that. Then you know you could argue about that. But there is a point where, when you need a place to live, and what it is in the old days, they called it alludial title. In other words, it was yours, and you really owned it. Now what we're operating at is what they call precarious title. You hold it precariously. You're on the. It's almost like the state is now the lord or the king, and you are leasing it from them. That's effectively
what's happening. More than basically, we're in a state of a fiduciary state. The allodial freehold title. I don't know anybody that holds one now. But how is it fair if you have six children and you're working two or three jobs that you now are also burdened with the other taxes that an individual may maybe say? I know people, especially in Florida, when they turn 65, you know, they think that's something special and their butt turns to gold. They should get everything for free because they happen to, you know, live a certain amount of years, or, you know, people have this idea, I've worked at a company for 25 years, now they owe me. I know it's a crazy American thing. But how is it fair that you are burdened more because you produce more and you want to give more? That to me is not only anti-biblical, it reeks of secular humanism.
Oh, well, yes, it is. And it's been conditioned. And the problem was in 1933, when you were going to put all your security in society, that generation embraced it. Shame on them. You know, and I will tell you, there's a group of them been duped into accepting it, as in the, you know, give unto Caesar that which is Caesar's. What happened is they came up and took advantage of them and said, everything that we tell you is ours. Caesar came up and said that. Everything I tell you is ours, Caesar's, is Caesar's. Do you understand that? So it basically at that point came up to the government, folks in government, or took advantage of that government position, started beginning to tell people what was theirs. And nobody going back to the law that is king, and saying, wait a minute, it is not yours, and I have an obligation before Almighty God to make sure that you're not lying to myself and everybody else. So I think that's where the problem is. The generation that is now 75 years old, they were kids back then. They were youngsters. They didn't know any better. It was their parents that locked our whole society into this. They now are taking Social Security, but I've had so many of them tell me that they're afraid of what's going on. Just as I had that interview with Ralph Carmichael last week, he's not afraid of it. But you know what's interesting about him? He has not been somebody's employee his whole life. He's been out doing things, producing things, being invited to produce things, and he's still working at 82. You know, did you hear me in the beginning of the show say did the Academy Awards this year?
The interview.
He's 82. He's doing the Academy Awards, man.
I heard the interview and heard you say that today. Was it the Grammys or the Academy Awards?
The Academy Awards. He was listed as an arranger for the music in the Academy Awards this year.
You know, you brought up a good point with, you're right, it's the individuals that aren't 65 years old. It's their parents.
Yeah.
That started this. And back then, we didn't have mass communications.
Right.
So it was hearsay, she said, he said, you know, maybe one or two sources, one or two papers that propagandized. But, you know, for future generations, there's no longer an excuse with the Internet.
Well, no, and now we got to have, you know what, now it's time for an awakening. And that's what this Liberty Works Radio Network is about. I mean, it is really a time for an awakening. We're not going to say, oh, let's just roll over and die and run to the hills. It's called, hello, wake up. You know, if everybody wakes up, there's always a fix available.
Listen, this is the final chance. This is the fork in the road. Which way are you going?
That's right.
You know, a great baseball player said, when you come to a fork in the road, pick it up and put it in your pocket.
Well, that's weird. Who said that? That was Babe Ruth or something, right? George.
I don't remember. Probably Babe Ruth. But
okay.
A little levity there. Thanks, Dave.
Hey, good call. Hey, folks, we're going to stay tuned with us. We're going to come back, and we're going to read from some Florida statutes, find out what's coming your way. You're going to know about it. How many other people tell you what statutes are coming your way? We're here to serve, folks, loving our neighbor as ourself, because we've got an obligation to Almighty God to do so. Tune in, faithfreedoms.org. Stay tuned to this Freedom 104.3 FM. We'll be back.